This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Dyke, Spike, and Fritz on your radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube as we are every day. Hello, the YouTube folks. I know how much you like me the most out of anybody on the show, and I appreciate that. See it in the chat all the time. Elliot.
You just don't read the chat.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
Yes, if I did.
You just
I
guess.
Would, yeah, I would hate them if I read the chat
It'd
all
make
the
you
time.
Sad.
Yeah. If I read anything on the internet, it makes me sad, quite
Amen.
Honestly. So Elliot came here from a training camp practice number 2. We talked about the offense last and the quarterback performance. If you missed any of that, you can go on Rewind on the Odyssey app or the Afternoon Show podcast. But we were going to ask you about Jahad Campbell and how he looked. Now,
yeah.
You correctly said that he would be practicing day one, and he was. How did he look today?
So he's still running with the second team. He didn't make any plays that stood out
for Ben. Who's first team?
So first team, and this is what I wanted to talk to you guys about.
Okay.
So the first team is Jeremiah Trotter Jr. and Zach Bond.
Interesting.
The second team is Jahad Campbell and Smile Mondon Jr., the rookie out of Georgia.
So they have Campbell in the Bond spot and second team, or no?
I believe Campbell, based off just remembering, is, okay. I think, in the Trotter spot.
Okay. Okay.
I think. But
okay.
I'm not positive about
okay.
that. But...
And I haven't seen him.
So. Right.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. But what's interesting is, and actually, Joe Santoliquillo, our old friend,
yes.
Talked to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. this offseason. And Trotter Jr. told him he's been calling the defense this offseason. So now Zach Bond is called.
That sounds like Eagles Insider of the Year possible scoop there by all.
Well, yeah.
He said it in Santoliquillo's article.
Don't care.
Yeah. No, I think he deserves credit for it.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
No. I thought you were giving Elliot credit for it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
No.
Would never. Don't
okay.
you worry
yeah.
about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Neither of you voted for me.
I did not.
Yeah, I carved it in the back of the trophy.
Number
but,
2.
Yeah. But if Trotter's calling the defense, now Bond's done it before, and I think they would probably feel comfortable having Bond slide back in and just do it. But if what Joe Santoliquillo wrote is correct, and he quoted Trotter on it, then that's noteworthy to me. So what I'm wondering with Jahad Campbell is, I think he is healthy enough to play like pretty much today. I think if there was a game on Sunday, he would probably be active in it. But will they go almost all camp or a decent portion of camp and the offseason with Trotter Jr. calling the defense with the first team defense all year and then switch it up at the last minute
right.
and go to Campbell?
Doesn't make a lot of sense to do that. If you're ultimately going to play Jahad Campbell there to start
in the Trotter
to start the season,
because they're not going to bench Bond, obviously.
Of course not.
Yeah,
to start the season, then why not just get him ready now? I don't know, and I'm going by what you're saying. You're saying if the season was today, he would be able to play.
I believe Jahad Campbell would play. Yeah.
Is he healthy enough to play a full game? Because maybe that's what it is. They don't know if he's really healthy enough. You haven't put on pads yet.
Well, and the other thing, too, is I think Jahad could go in a game and run at the quarterback and blitz. And that's one thing that stands out watching him. He's just built different than almost every other Eagles linebacker I've covered.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's because I think he's an edge. But regardless, just like physically, he has long arms.
Shut his hole!
I'm just saying.
Did you watch any of his college highlights?
I did.
Okay.
No,
and
he
looked like
yes,
an
I
edge
did.
To you?
He lined up at edge. He lined up at edge in college quite a bit. He did. I don't think he's good at it, but I think he has a physical ability to do it.
All right.
But the other thing is Jahad Campbell's only played linebacker for 2 years. Like, he's not coming to the NFL with 3 or 4 years of experience or playing it in high school. He's new to the position. He switched from edge to linebacker because of an injury on Alabama. So Vic Fangio today said the biggest thing he wants to see from Jihad is basically play recognition and instincts.
Yeah, he switched from edge to off-ball linebacker.
Because of an injury.
Because he's better as an off-ball linebacker.
Maybe. Time will
tell. Well, clearly he is.
But
you're playing in Alabama. Every player is a five-star recruit. So if they wanted to keep him at the edge because he was so great there, they would not have moved him.
I agree with you. He did not flash at edge. Yeah. I agree with you.
Stop arguing me with this. Just at least wait until they put him at outside. You keep trying to force it through
osmosis.
They
would not have drafted him in the first round if they didn't think he could play edge. Let me say this real quick.
Yeah, yeah. Prior to last year, right. I would agree with you. Vic Fangio is here. So the way they view the linebacker position is different now. They would have never paid an off-ball linebacker the money they paid Zach Bond before Vic Fangio got here. Vic Fangio puts a premium on the inside linebacker position.
He has said that.
So what they did was went out and drafted one in the first round, an off-ball linebacker.
And Vic obviously has say on who they draft, but Howie's the one that makes the decision. And I don't believe Howie would use a first-round pick on a true inside linebacker.
And you wouldn't have thought he would have paid him $40 million.
But there's a difference between paying someone $40 million and using a first-round pick. A first-round pick is like $100 million of assets. That is the
most...
Cap space is just cap space. Like, that's just cash in 2 years of a deal.
People in the first round so that you don't have to pay a linebacker $40 million.
Right, but the point I'm making is paying a linebacker is not the same as... Paying Zach Bond that money is not the same as valuing the position as using a first-round pick on a linebacker.
By the way, you keep saying first-round pick. It was the end of the first round.
But regardless, they did try to trade up for him twice. But whatever. They still took him in the first round. I just don't think a first-round pick is equal to cap space is more the point I'm making.
I don't know why you don't view this kid as a star player. No, just listen to
me. Yeah,
yeah. Because you're having a hard time registering this in your head. And it's because you got a mental block with you want to be right. The kid is a special off-ball linebacker. He's a special athlete. They're going to allow him to blitz and rush from the A-gaps at times. Sometimes he's going to be on the outside. But he's training as a stacked linebacker.
I agree with everything.
That's what he's literally training as.
I agree with you.
And it's okay.
What I'm saying is, if nobody thought Jihad could play edge, I do not believe he would have been the pick. And we'll never know the answer to that.
You're misunderstanding my point. It's not that he can't do it at times. His primary position will be off-ball linebacker.
I agree
with
you.
Yes, there are guys that play this position, do a little bit of that, do a little bit of that. But his primary position will be off-ball linebacker. I would imagine they would want Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith as their outside rushers.
Correct. And if they both end up being awesome, then you won't have to move Jihad, right?
Okay. Do you know what I'm looking forward to? Week 3, Players Lounge. Cooper DeGene sitting there silently for 17 straight minutes.
And me and Elliot are arguing
talking about how many snaps he took at edge.
Campbell,
and,
off-ball linebacker.
And loving that the players just sitting there getting paid to watch you guys fight about Jihad Campbell.
Meanwhile, Cooper's just thinking about his next offseason event.
Or we can get Jihad Campbell.
I would love
to talk to Jihad about that.
Well, don't worry, let me talk to some people.
But back to whatever our original point
was. What if we actually went to training camp one day and talked to Jihad Campbell? I don't know.
One of us may have
already done that.
Oh, okay.
You're going to end up doing it tomorrow when there's not even practice.
Well, that's fine. As long as we get to talk to the players, rod.lakin@odyssey.com. All right, sorry, go ahead.
What I was going to ask you guys, and mostly Ike, is do you think they would go with someone calling the defense all offseason, switch it? And do you think Jihad being a first-round pick, where I'm just being naive to the fact, like, of course he's going to start. Trotter was a fourth-round pick or fifth-round pick. Mm-hmm. Jihad's a first-round pick. They're just going to put him out there.
No, he's going to play at some point. There's no doubt about it. When they think he's ready to go, because that's a good thing about Zach Bond. I think Zach can play both positions.
Agreed, and he can call the defense or not call
the defense. That's what I'm saying, yes. So he can call the defense with no problem. I think Jeremiah is out there. He's probably their third linebacker until N'Kobe gets healthy. And then we got to see what N'Kobe looks like when he gets healthy.
Quick side note. I saw N'Kobe today working with trainers off to the side of the field. I'm not a doctor, but I thought he was moving better than I would have expected. He was doing
side.
He was, even by just the fact he was running laterally. Like it, I figured N'Kobe was not at a phase where he could even really move a ton without, you know, his brace or whatever.
Well, he looked pretty good when he came in during OTAs, I thought.
But he was just walking around.
Yeah, but like I don't know.
Yeah, but
know.
He made it sound. I mean, he was running and moving. I was just I was impressed.
Pleasantly surprised.
I was pleasantly surprised. Just quick side note.
So then he may, who knows when he, when we're on the pup list,
I think he'll start. So
what is the pup list?
So the pup list.
6 weeks, right?
No. So the pup list in training camp, you can be taken off at any point.
Okay.
And he still counts against the roster. But when final cuts come, if they put him on pup to start the year, so they keep 53 players and N'Kobe, then he's out the first 4 weeks.
4 weeks. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So my guess is that's still where it's headed.
Oh, you think that's where it's headed with N'Kobe?
And last question on linebackers. When N'Kobe got hurt last year, did Oren Burks call the defense or did Zach call the defense?
Zach Bond called the defense.
Okay, all right.
But I believe that it was N'Kobe.
It was N'Kobe before.
It was N'Kobe before.
Yes, it was N'Kobe before.
All right. Well, great job, Elliot.
Lots of information there, brother. Yeah.
Was the segment over?
No. I just.
Thank you.
I just.
No, you want to be here.
You know, I'd be curious about your thoughts on this.
Curious.
Do you have the Fat Joe audio? You do?
Fat Joe?
Yeah. Fat Joe was on a podcast.
Did he rank
the quarterbacks?
I had the same thoughts you had.
That's got to be where it's going.
This was one of the most stunning things I've ever heard a person say that they do. It's not football related.
Okay, but I'm just
trying to have a little fun. All right, go ahead, Jack.
I drink too many Diet Pepsi.
A lot.
You know what I'm saying? Very, very much. I got a problem. 30, 40 a day. Jeez. Let me tell you something.
Damn.
If I went to the doctor, God forbid, and they tell me, yo, you have a problem due to Diet Pepsi, I got to take on the chin. I got to just be like, I knew I was just doing too much with them Diet Pepsi.
30 to 40 a day.
I mean, that's absurd.
Do you think Fat Joe really drinks 30 to 40 Diet Pepsis per day?
I mean, he might be exaggerating a little bit, but even if it's 20...
That's insane.
That's an insane amount of soda.
I had a Diet Coke problem at once, and it was like five a day.
I would have given him 10. I would have said a 12-pack.
I would guess I haven't drinking 30 Pepsis or Cokes in my entire life.
Really?
I'm not a soda guy. I'll do brisk iced tea, if you want to consider that a soda.
Well, that's a soft drink.
I when it comes to Pepsi and that, I'm not into it. But I actually have a segue to Eagles from that, if you believe it or not.
Yeah, go ahead.
Of course you do.
So Jordan Davis talked after practice
today. Oh, yeah, who looks much slimmer.
So I was pretty skeptical of the best shape of my life. I'm taking it serious. Being around him today and having been around him his whole career, I truly think he had a life-changing offseason. The dude looks completely different. He's talking today about not drinking your calories, about how much better he feels about himself, how just mentally he's in a better space.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
How it clicked at 25. I get that this is a little like Ben Simmons offseason shooting videos. I get it. I just know from being around him, the dude looks like a different person. Like he matured this offseason. He lost 26 pounds. He was supposed to come in at between 339 and 330. He came in at 330. And to me, that says you weren't just trying to get down from 344 to 339 in the last few days. Like, you obviously took this seriously. You came in way below. Mm-hmm. And just the way he talked and the phrases he used, I really think he, like, changed his life this offseason.
Hope you got to keep that same motivation. He certainly was driven this offseason to get in the best shape of his life.
Yep.
He knows, listen, you get to this point in your career, it's time to bleep or get off the pot. You know what I mean?
And it's disappointing it took this long, but it takes as long as it takes.
It does. And that's okay. Listen, took BG a few years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and I said this back in the spring, if you remember. I picked him as my breakout player this year. I think Jordan Davis is going to have his best year this season.
What does that look like to you?
I don't know. I think it's going to be obvious when we see it, because it's hard to quantify it in stats, because he's never going to be a high sack guy.
Right.
But if he's out, first of all, if you're giving me 25 to 30 plays a game, right, and you're making impactful plays. Yes, instead of 12 to 15 plays a game, and you're making impactful plays. You're in the backfield, tackles for losses, mm-hmm. right? Things of that nature, to where we can easily see, like, this is the best version of Jordan Davis that we've seen since we drafted him. I think that's going to be clear to see this year.
I do.
It's hard for me to put numbers around it, but I think we're just going to know it because we see it.
He might be the first player ever where I think a breakout year can be measured, to your point, by snap count.
Yeah, like,
normally
for sure.
We talk sacks, hurries mm-hmm. on offense, touchdowns, whatever. If you told me he played 600 snaps this year, I would think that would be, you got 600 good snaps.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question about Jordan Davis, actually, about that. Hold on. I'll talk about Guida, and then I'll ask you guys the question about Jordan Davis. You know, just like he improved his body, you can improve your house. How could you do it? Well, the windows have been in there. Let me, you and me, your windows have been in there for like 3 decades. It's time. It's time to get some new windows in there, especially during the summer. You know it. Your energy bills are going up. Time to maybe replace that front door, maybe that patio door. Guida, do it now with Guida. Their big 40% off summer sales event is going, which is 40% off of everything. Every single window, you say Spike, not every window. Yes. Yes. Every high-performance, energy-efficient triple-pane window. You ask every door, yes. Every garage door, every patio door, every front door, yes, yes, yes. Is that it? No, it's not. Because you start your project with no money down and no interest for the first 18 months. Come on. What, are you going to be a fool and let this pass you by? You can't. Get in touch with them right now. The offer expires July 31st, and all prior sales are excluded, but that's okay because this is the best one. Schedule a free in-home estimate at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. This is my question with Jordan Davis. Is, okay, he lost the weight. He's in better shape. But isn't part of his value on the field his size? Mm. And, like, can he be, like, I wonder if the goal would be for him to get into better shape at that weight almost, as opposed to losing the weight. And then the second question becomes is, and this is on him and all those things, is that, like, now is the time and through camp when it's, I'm not going to say it's easy to lose the weight and keep it off, but you're practicing a lot.
Yep.
You're not traveling. You're, mm-hmm. And then when all of a sudden, when the season starts, that's when.
Gets a little cooler.
Yep.
It gets a little harder to keep the weight off as you get to the fall.
So the first question is, can he be as effective weighing less? And the second question is, and we don't know the second one. Second one is, can he stay
so
that way?
So the first one, I would say, if the Eagles want him at that weight.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't think he showed up and they were like, oh no, you're skinny. Right?
Yeah,
like they thought about it. Now, he did talk today.
He made it look a lot different than they expected him to look.
Yeah, maybe.
Though.
Yes. Yeah. Now, I don't know how much 26 pounds of fat truly matters when you're talking about blocking an A-gap. I guess you could say in terms of strength, but I don't know if my guess is he did not cut muscle. Right?
So, right.
He did talk today about how, because he got asked that exact question, and he basically said it'll be more about his technique now, whereas before, he would kind of stand and be really big and he was hard to move. Now it's going to be more about, you know, like hand placement, like those type of
things.
But
that's an adjustment, man. Like
it is.
To go from, it's almost like when players who are 6'8", I bring everything back to basketball, but you're 6'8 in college and
you wonder why we attached the Sixers.
Yeah,
to you.
Sorry. Yeah, right. Well, you're bigger than every player you play against in college, or 75. Then you get to the NBA and everybody's 6'8.
Right.
All of a sudden, you have to learn how to play basketball. You know, like,
well, the other basketball analogy I would use, and maybe I misremember this, but wasn't there talk of Maxey shooting poorly because he put on too much muscle last year?
I theorized.
Okay,
that.
So yes. Like that would be to Jordan Davis a somewhat similar thing where you've always played football, not always,
a certain way.
3 years, but you've had one body for 3 years and now you have a different body.
Yeah.
Now, as to the second one, you're right, we're completely guessing. I would just say from being around him, like, it just seems like it clicked. Like, we probably, like, I go through phases where I'm in good shape and then I'm not. But the difference is I'm not paid to be in shape and I'm not in a professional setting. So I think as long as he doesn't completely collapse, to me it seems like it's clicked enough for him that with the resources around him, he'll keep it off. But we're just guessing, obviously.
He's probably motivated by Jalen, too. I mean,
well, they're all going to get paid.
That's what
Nolan's
I'm saying.
Going to get paid.
Yes. Yeah. College teammates.
Keeley's going to start. He could get paid.
And by the way, not just those guys. Probably motivated by Josh Sweat. Probably motivated Milton Williams.
See, yeah. Definitely. Believe.
You know?
Dude, when a player like Milton Williams
gets $100 million,
get paid, they all got, everybody's eyes were like, whoa.
Yes.
So I agree. The Milton Williams contract situation.
And I would give credit just quickly to Fangio on this, too. I mean, I don't think it's a coincidence Fangio came in to a certain degree and Jordan Davis has kind of snapped into shape. Because Fangio said today, last year, he got in much better shape halfway through the year, and he was way better towards the end of the year.
Yeah, he was. He was better the second half of the season.
Well, I think the other thing that we forget sometimes is, like, these guys get to the league. I think about this all the time, what I was like at 22 years old.
Yeah.
And, like, you are just not a fully formed human at that point, you know, like as far as responsibility, as far as taking your body seriously, when everything comes, when you're a young person, everything comes easily as far as your body. And then all of a sudden when you have to work at it, it's different. And 25 years old is still super young. Well, so like it's just not surprising to me that players grow into that maturity. It's more rare that they are the maturity that you want.
The Jalen type, right. Devontae Smith type.
Yeah, they just
have it when they come
AJ,
in.
AJ, Saquon. I agree. And that's why, again, we're just guessing, but it just seems like something has clicked in him. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's just he matured.
Yeah.
Could have just happened.
And then the last thing is, we haven't mentioned him, Keely Ringo. The only time I've seen his name is when you say he got beat yesterday. How has he looked out there?
He had a bad day one. He gave up two long passes, one of which was a touchdown to Terrace Marshall. Today, him and Adoree Jackson split snaps. Adoree started with the starters. I don't think that's a result of yesterday. My guess is it was always the plan to give Adoree.
Yeah, right.
But he did, you know, they did split today. And there was, I didn't think anything to script one way or another. He didn't get beat. He didn't have a good...
Right.
One thing I'll say is, Jalen completing 93% of his passes is awesome and everything.
It's not great for the secondary.
Right. Like, yeah. I don't think anyone in the back, however you want to say, four or five, has made a play. There's not been a single pass breakup that I can think of.
Well, don't you worry. It's coming.
Right. Well, here's the other thing.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, we learned this with Nnamdi, right? I'm not saying Quinyon Mitchell is Nnamdi, but like once Nnamdi got the rep of being good, they're just like, all right, we'll pick on the other guy or whatever. Mm-hmm. So now that people know that Quinyon Mitchell's good and the other side isn't Darius Slay, whoever is on that other side is going to
get all the work.
They're going to get, if there is a weakness there, people are going to find it. And I'm not like, it's 2 days of camp, whatever, but like, I'm a little worried about the secondary and on edge. I'm worried about edge. And like this defense, we were talking, I don't know if it was you or somebody else. I said they could go from the first ranked defense to the 12th. And it was like, well, how is that? Well, if I said to you they'd allow three more points a game this year than they allowed last year, that takes them from the first ranked defense to the 12th.
Yeah.
And like that's it's a big difference.
They could be 19th and it wouldn't shock me this year.
Yeah, I think so. From a points standpoint, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, Howie normally gives it about 2 or 3 weeks and maybe one preseason game. If they're sitting in those meetings, because coaches meet every day, and either a kid is getting better, the position coaches still believe in them, they just feel like they're almost there, they need a little more time, or they're sitting in that meeting and they're like, you know what? I don't know if we can go into the season with this guy starting in the right corner.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And get me somebody.
I'm using that as an example, yes. And that's where Howie is always looking for that either an end, either a safety or a corner. He could be looking for anybody.
I think they will trade for a safety.
Well, he did say, he said, the 13 picks we have next year can be used to get better this year.
Yeah.
He said that at at training camp.
I believe their mindset all offseason has been, we will give the young players in camp a chance, but if not, we have 13 picks.
But what will
be interesting to see is if they trade for somebody or sign someone like Justin Simmons, where clearly he's not blocking Mukuba for more than a year.
Or yeah, it would be a 1 year. I think that would be the interesting thing
to see if they bring someone in that's like 27. They give up a third round pick for him, and now. But to your point, if Reed's not back next year, like Makuba and the guy they trade for could be the starting safeties.
No, the other starting safety may already be here.
Yeah, and Cooper is what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you heard Chuck earlier. He doesn't want two white safeties. So
not excited about it.
I meant
next year.
Next year.
When there's
no
Reed.
No Reed.
Clearly, this is going to help you for Eagles inside the year 2027. Yeah. This is.
Oh, believe me, I get no credit for anything.
No.
Oh, stop it.
I get no credit.
You're plus 1250, to win. So you can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast.
You were still in there working today.
Daily podcast.
What are you up for me?
Yeah. Daily podcast after every practice. You can get them wherever you get your podcast. Elliot, an excellent job as always.
Thank you.
I take
it.
You over J.J. Watt any day of the week.
Well, we'll see what the internet says.
Yeah, like a B-plus performance today.
Wow. Well, the Jahad Campbell thing.
Yeah. The Jahad thing is going to be 3 years.
Oh, it is.
By the way, we did put out the video of Elliot responding to J.J. Watt, quote tweeted it.
Oh, really?
Did you? Okay.
I do hope that J.J. Watt sees it and has another response.
I would love to talk to J.J. about it.
Have him on the show. Have a little meeting of the minds here.
And the soccer team he owns is the rival of my favorite soccer team.
Nobody cares.
I know, but just putting that out
Jack,
there. You wonder if that's why he attacked
up.
The stats.
Jack, what's coming up in the top 5 of 5?
The best WIP-related things that have happened in the last day.
Oh, there it is. It's always good.
You did take the day off today.
Yeah, it's a funny one.
Yeah, those are always funny. I like
it. It's a funny one.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.